Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
We are recording from the ashram of our revered Guru Pujyatman Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji in Miami, Florida. Swamiji continues with the lecture series on highlights of the Upanishads. He is presently lecturing on Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And now, our revered Guru Pujyatman Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji.
Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in Chapter 4, Section 4, Sri Yajnavalkya continues to impart spiritual wisdom to King Janaka, and the subject of course is nature of the self, not knowing who am I from profound point of view has caused all the troubles and continues to cause trouble for as long as you can your mind can imagine, past, present and future. The reality is beyond time, space and causation, and reality is always ever present, but soul identified with the conditioned mind continues to experience samsara, the world process, until the wisdom dawns, and wisdom is attained through your mind. If the mind is the cause of bondage and release, as your mind becomes involved in satsanga, japa, listening, reflection, meditation, you begin to draw universal resources and you begin to ascend a ladder of spiritual evolution. All these are very profound points and have to be understood with patience. So let me follow the Upanishad. Tad yatha peshaskari peshaso matram apadaya anyana vataram kalyanataram rupam tanute. Just as gold, mineral gold, when you get it, it's not shining, you see, but it has to be purified. In the same way, human personality, the body-mind complex, with body-mind, soul is involved. Soul is using body-mind complex for its evolution. And evolution implies a process of constant modification and purification. And whatever you are purifying, this mineral, matter-spirit blend, a muddle puddle of spirit and matter, body-mind complex in a general masses, the instinctive response by the mind when there is problem. If you have resolved the problem or above the problem, you say it doesn't matter. And if your problem is a little more subtle, never mind. There is a tendency to negate matter and mind. But behind that instinct of negating matter and mind, there is Vedanta philosophy. You have to actually do it. And therefore you are expressing those words in a so simple way. What you are being told in this mantra is that according to the need of your evolution, you draw all materials needed for your evolution. You draw from Prakriti. Prakriti is the Maya Shakti of Brahman. Again, just let me make you understand. Brahman is like a great magician. And the power by which he creates, that power is a magical power. The magician and magical power, they're not two entities, it's only one. But if you extend your imagination, those people who come under the influence of magic, those who are deluded by magic, for them, Brahman, magician is one entity, his magical power is another entity. There's a duality. And then the third thing, the magical world process. To give you a simple way to understand, sometimes people do amazing things, magicians. A magician draws a crowd. I'm going to do a great magic. And the crowd become fascinated. And the magician who is not ordinary type, he has the power of mesmerizing. People get mesmerized by his words and by his acts and by his mantras that he pronounces. After they are mesmerized, now the magician can do anything. He brings a little piece of whatever, maybe a little stone, and says, "This is the seed of the mango tree. Do you see it?" And they say, "Oh yes, yes." Now it's being planted. Now watch. The sprout is coming. Watch, the tender shoot has come up with few leaves. Watch more, it's growing more and more. Look, tree is there. It has four big branches. And look, it has blossoms. And the tender fruits have come in. It's green. But they're ripening. Behold, it is ripe. And here he plucks one of the ripe and starts giving them to for taste. Person who is not deluded, coming from outside, he hears the magician saying all those things. And he sees the people so entranced, but he sees no tree, no branch, no mango. What people are doing there, licking their fingers. And they're saying, "How sweet, how sweet." So that's the way the world processes. Now, from that, we come to another level. Your soul is drawing matter from universal source, from the Maya Shakti of God, according to the karmas, according to your understanding, and basically the one word, karma. But karma doesn't mean that you are completely confined to a certain situation or certain course of events. Karma implies many things which I have explained to you before. Karma implies, due to your karma from the past, certain situations develop for which you can do nothing. At the same time, by your self-effort, you go on changing your circumstances and evolving. If you do negative karmas, nature arranges things in such a way that karma finds its fulfillment. Negative karma means many things. Let me dramatize it. If you have created negative karma, a situation develops and your brain doesn't work properly. Brain is a resource from nature. Because by constantly thinking in a negative way, you create channels in your brain and in your unconscious. And according to those channels, your consciousness begins to flow in a special way. What I am trying to say, even for negative things, you need certain situations to develop. If your house has to give you negative experience, then you must have termites, and you must have room for snakes and scorpions. And in order to have a house with all these facilities, you have to work for it. Turn in a positive direction. In order to have enriched life, this same mind now begins to draw from the source positive elements. So it's just a matter of drawing. What type of matter are you drawing? And your body is like a field that can be nourished from a greater source. And the channelizing water can be taken in different areas of the field according to your need. Or you can stop those channels and make the field completely dry. I'm just giving you a physical way of explaining it. Just like you are dealing with a field and a farmer uses the water to go into certain areas of the field. And if he doesn't want, he stops that water flow and allows the water to flow in another area. Just like in the same way, soul within you is like a farmer. If having understood that the mind must develop positivity, it begins to enter into a certain form of resolve, sadhana, japa, thereby same nature that gave negative things for you now begins to give you positive. Very simple illustration is, you are sick because you have misunderstood nature or done something against the laws of health. But then once you decide that you want to be healthy and you have proper karma behind it, then you get the proper doctor, your proper treatment, and your sick bucky body moves away and you are a healthy person again. In the same way, your sick mind moves away and you are a healthy mind again. How healthy? There is no limit to it. Sanskrit word is prakritya purat. Prakriti flows according to the need of your soul. And therefore, amazing things can happen in your body, mind, in your nervous system, and the world around you. There is no limit to it. This flow of prakriti is seen in a normal way when a person has lived through his life, he dies. Again, this is the law of the flow of prakriti. Prakriti cannot allow the same personality to continue in the process of karma. The personality must change. Soul is the same, but it must enter into another personality. Therefore, body is discarded. That's an act of nature. And when body is discarded, the soul moves on with the subtle body, and nature prepares all the paraphernalia, father, mother, souls entering into a home, getting prenatal education in a special way, samskaras. All that happens led by karmic process. And you can bring about that flow of prakriti in a more profound way, even within one lifetime. If mind moves towards the will, may I attain liberation, led by bhakti, devotion, integral yoga, the mind has developed profound faith and trust, then nature flows in such a way that it allows you to develop intuitional intellect. In other words, you begin to ascend the ladder of evolution as described by Uttarayana. Uttarayana means, you describe the first stage, Vairagya goes on developing. Agnir, Jyoti. Second stage, Viveka goes on developing. If life is becoming, is flowing towards liberation, then Vivek, Vairagya, sky begins to expand. Sky-like expansion. Shukla Paksha helps you. Full moon. The bhavana feeling within you begins to wax. I'm not talking about ordinary wax. Becomes fuller and fuller. And consciousness begins to expand more and more, like the daylight increases as the sun turns to the north, northern path. All this is a matter of flow of Prakriti. But then the goal is not to stay with the flow. Allow the Prakriti to flow in such a way that you attain liberation. And that is exactly what I have said about the northern path. If you follow that path, you will not come back. Again, simple message behind this. Allow your mind not to be negative. Do everything possible with satsanga, japa, style of activity in daily life to keep the mind positive. And bring into your daily life 3 points that I always talk about, as Hanuman and Rama talked about. Rama asked, how am I related to you? Hanuman says, Deha buddhya tu dasoham. To the extent I view myself as body, I am a slave, you are the master. So the first stage in your life, first most important point, always view yourself an instrument in divine hand. This itself is not an easy job. And its implications are not ordinary. You are in a train, keeping the whole burden on your head, distrusting the train. When you develop that spirit of, I am an instrument in divine hand, you are like a person who travels in the train and keeps the load also to be taken away by the train. God's hand, that's what it implies. Surrender to God. And that practice of surrender should enter day by day. The experience of that joy cannot compare with any project you have for making your life joyous. So that's first point. Second point, jiva buddhya tvadanshaka. To the extent I am the soul, I am a part of you, implying I am a ray and you are the sun. Therefore, at the deeper level, you are competing with God. Think of all the great attributes of God and try to come so close to God that you feel you are the one. You are the embodiment of calmness, compassion, peace. Atma buddhya tavaivaham. But at the highest third level, there is absolutely no difference. But the point of the essential self, I am that. So that's called true religion, practicing these three angles of view, three standpoints in daily life. Not just standing, but in doing all types of things. Savaya,